there's nothing quite like pushing away from the dinner table with a full and satisfied belly. But if we walk away from the table only thinking about when we will sit down to such a course again, instead of praising and pursuing the one who ultimately provided the meal, we may be walking in dangerous territory. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 6, verse 27, Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." So the day before, the crowds had just been stuffed by a miraculous feast of fish and bread. They had followed Jesus to a mountainside and apparently had forgotten to pack a lunch or supper, so Jesus did a miracle. He did a sign pointing to the reality that He is the giver of life. But all the people saw and felt were full bellies. So the next day, when it was time to eat, they went looking for Jesus because, well, they wanted another meal. So Jesus tells them that there is something more important than having full bellies. It's having your heart, your life, filled with Christ. From this passage, we learn that we are materialist. We learn that we oftentimes go after the gift instead of the giver of the gifts. We learn that materialism can deceive us and distract us from what is truly needful. And so we should love the Lord for pointing out this sinful habit in us, in all of us. And we should live by laboring for the spiritual food that never spoils or has a use-by date. Jesus satisfies eternally. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Barbague LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.